Welcome to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who motivate you to overcome the odds, break down barricades, and shift your beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Share in the journey and find a new path full of miracles waiting to be discovered. Now, here's your host, Candace McClain.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Everyday Miracles, the show where we open our minds to unlimited possibilities. I am your host, Candace McClain, and yes, I am back from my hiatus. I spent a wonderful time in the Caribbean on a cruise for a while, which was just an incredible, incredible experience. If you've never cruised, I highly recommend it. They have stuff for everybody. They have Broadway shows. They have skating rinks. They have kids stuff. It was incredible. And, you know, it's a great way to see this beautiful world we live in. And on top of that, well, they feed you really, really, really well. Too well, trust me. But I'm back, I'm feeling renewed, and I'm excited about today's show because today we're talking about, of all things, creating balance in our lives. And I think balance is something we generally try to strive for, but it seems difficult to attain or maintain at least. You know, as I was thinking about this, as crazy as it sounds, last year was the first year I started taking a real vacation. So before that, I only took time off to, you know, attend conferences or go on a course. And as wonderful as those types of events can be, and as much as you can develop and grow from them, they don't really qualify as a true vacation or break. And I think the nice thing too about getting away, besides relaxing, of course, is it gives you this opportunity to reflect on your life. And one of the things I thought about was, wow, my life is so busy. When did that happen? When did it get so busy? And then thinking, you know, here I am feeling so relaxed on this cruise. How can I bottle this up? How can I take this sense of carefreeness and relaxation home with me and experience it as a part of my day-to-day life? I mean, do I always have to go away on a vacation? It shouldn't be that way. So even just looking today at some statistics on stress, according to a study done by the American Psychological Association, 3/4 of Americans experience symptoms related to stress in a given month. 77% of them experience physical symptoms and 73% experience psychological symptoms. I mean, those are high percentages. And 1/3 of Americans feel they're living with what they would consider to be extreme stress. And then they said about 1/2 of Americans feel that their stress has increased over the past 5 years. And what are the leading causes of stress? According to the study, money and work. So how do we go about finding a sense of balance in our lives and reducing this stress? Well, today on the show, we're going to be speaking with a very special woman. Adele Ryan McDowell is a psychotherapist with more than 30 years experience. And in addition to that, she's a teacher of meditation, intuition development, and higher consciousness. So what a beautiful sort of match that is, isn't it? The scientific and the spiritual. She's an internationally known workshop facilitator and an energy healer. Adele was actually the founder and director of the Green Heart Center. This was a holistic psychoeducational center in Stamford, Connecticut. She is the creator of Faith Walk, which is a psycho-spiritual approach to transformation. And she founded and directed the Institute for the Study of Symbolic and Shamanic Energies. Now, like I said, her work is quite interesting because she integrates psychology with spirituality, and she helps clients to move through certain crises in their lives and to help them restore a sense of balance by accessing core soul issues. Adele is also a contributing author to the best-selling anthology 2012, Creating Your Own Shift, and she's here today to to discuss her brand new book. It's called Balancing Act: Reflections, Meditations, and Coping Strategies for Today's Fast-Paced World. It is described as being an indispensable resource for handling stress and strain. That's just what we need today. It is practical, comforting, and humorous. It includes mind-body wisdom, meditations, and strategies, making this an absolute must for your bedside table. Adele, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Candace. I'm delighted to be here.
It's great to have you. You know, there are very few people, if any, on this earth who started their careers out as energy healers or teachers of higher consciousness or hypnotherapists for that matter. And I imagine that you are no different. And I'm always fascinated by those journeys, what led people to become healers. So what was it that led you to do this kind of work? And what was the road you traveled to get to where you are today?
Oh, boy, how much time do we have?
We have an hour.
Actually, I started out in corporate America, believe it or not, and I learned many, many things in corporate America. I actually even was involved as a stockbroker when I was the only female in the office. I had lots of lessons. In fact, it was so long ago, they were voting on the now vote in New York State at the time, and the vote didn't pass, and I was shocked. But how I got, you know, life does life, right? And we have all of these zigs and zags, and I always wanted to do psychology. When I was in grade school, I made up for my seventh grade class a psychology test based on what I had read at the time, the Lucier color test. I love color and the vibration. So I made it up for all my classmates. And, you know, blue meant this to me and green meant that. And after everyone in the class had taken the test, well, that was kind of the end of my psychology career in seventh grade. And then from there, so, you know, you go through life, and I always wanted to do the work. And I'd been in corporate America, and the company was sold, and I had a master's degree at that point in psychology. And there were no... When I started out, there were no psychology jobs because there was a glut of people with doctorates on the market. So I had a great internship in corporate America, and then I ended up in an urban clinic. And in that urban clinic, I was blown wide open, did a lot of addictions work, talking about looking for balance, a tremendous amount of, because addictions, and we all have them, if they're not hard drugs or alcohol, it might be negative thoughts, or it could be compulsive shopping, or whatever it might be. They're maladaptive coping responses, right? And it means we're out of balance. And so then I would do the work with my clients, Candace, and the box of psychology didn't hold it all, right? I started doing visualization and imagery work, and my teacher at the time said to me, oh, Adele, you know, you can't do that work and have energy at the same time. And I thought to myself, but I already am. And I tell the story of myself. I just opened up a private practice, right? And I'm there, and it's a teeny, tiny office. In fact, when we ran group, if anybody had to get up and go to the bathroom, we all had to stand up and shift. It was that small an office. So I'm there, and I'm working with this woman, and I have asked her every possible question I could ask her. It is probably session two. And I know that there's something there, and I start praying madly. Dear God, please, please help me out. I don't know where to go. I don't know what to say. I'm sweating bullets. Mm-hmm. And my right arm starts bugging me, but I keep pulling out all these crazy questions to ask her. And my right arm keeps bugging me. And again, more questions. And so finally, I connect the dots, and I say, I have a very strange question for you. And she says, okay. I said, is there anything with your right arm? And that led to a memory that led to, or led to a story that led to a memory that led to a good long run of therapy. And that was the opening for me. And from there, I started studying with various healers and shamans around the country. And we all are energy beings. It's just a matter of tapping into it and remembering it. And when we are in balance, our energy is moving. You know, I had one teacher who taught me how to, you know, you balance the chakras. You know, with other people, it just came. The doors unfolded and opened, and I could see things and I could hear things. But it all came when I was doing the work and probably in a place of great wonder with no expectation. You know, that naivete of not knowing so much and thinking I don't know what I'm doing, but we're going to give it a shot. And then I would learn. I'm sorry, say again?
And just being so open.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's the word. That's the word, Candace.
That's beautiful. And it's just like spirit kind of took your arm, so to speak, and led you on a journey from there.
Well, that is my life, Candace. It is spirit nudging me. Sometimes I'm a little stubborn. You know, I just gave a little talk the other night, and I was saying to people, if you look up resistance in the dictionary, like that old Rodney Dangerfield joke, my picture would be next to the word because I've gone through that, oh, no, I can't, or fearful thing. I've gotten a lot better. But the gods do push me, and I listen, and it's opened every door, and it gets better and better.
That's just beautiful. And I know what you're saying about resistance, because sometimes, you know, I feel myself going in a direction and this is the way I want to go, but at the same time, I'm aware that my heels are dug into the ground. Well, Adele, I do want to talk a bit about your book, Balancing Act, today, and because we're talking about finding balance, and it's so important to create that in our lives, but we're going to take a quick break first. And when we come back, you know, I'm just putting this question out there. Is balance truly attainable? Adele will share her ideas and strategies with us when we return. Stay tuned.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Get up to $5,000 guaranteed for your trade and $1,000 in free gas. Central is pulling out the big guns for this one. Central Auto Group in Plainfield. Home of Ford, Mazda, and Hyundai. Central has hundreds of cars that get over 40 miles per gallon. Gas prices are predicted to hit $5 a gallon by summer. Trade in that gas guzzler now. At Central, where you get up to $5,000 and $1,000 in free gas. At Central Hyundai, get over 40 miles per gallon with a 2011 Sonata for one $179 a month. At Central Mazda, drive the Mazda 3 for $189 a month. At Central Ford, get over 40 miles per gallon with the Ford Focus. Drive it for $149 a month. America's best warranty. 10-year, 100,000 miles. Hundreds of pre-owned cars starting at under $5,000. Test drive. CentralAutoGroupCT.com. Central, exit 87 off I-395 in Plainfield. Open 7 days. Call 860-564-4014.
Welcome back to Everyday Miracles. If you're just joining us now, I'm speaking with Adele Ryan McDowell, and she is the author of an amazing new book called Balancing Act, Reflections, Meditations, and Coping Strategies for Today's Fast-Paced World. Adele, if anyone's interested in learning more about you or the book, where can they go for more information?
Oh, great. I would recommend my website, www.theheraldedpenguin.com.
Great, theheraldedpenguin.com. Now, I heard that you have a favorite healing story.
Yes, I do.
Would you like to share that with us today?
Yeah, actually I would. That would be great. Thank you. This healing story is called Call Back Your Spirit or Die, and I learned it from Marilyn Mace, who is phenomenal, and I had a good opportunity of studying with her in the early 90s when there were maybe 30 of us in a class. And she told the story, and it changed my life, and I proceeded to tell everyone I knew this story, and I've been telling it ever since. So, it is a true story, by the way. My caveat, I should say, about the story is that it's like telephone. You know, you hear it and you retell it, and so it takes a life of its own. And I also told the story to the hero's wife, and she gave me a few extra tidbits to add to it. So here's the story.
Those are the best stories that just get, you know, passed on from person to person.
That's so true. And the interesting thing is our hero's name is David, and David's wife, Linda, said to me, you know, we later had a big discussion about what is truth. You know, the importance is the message of the story. So if you learn the detail and you heard it was blue and it was actually yellow, what difference does it make, right?
Right.
Anyway, so here's this great story. I hope you're going to like it. There's a gentleman, his name is David Chetlahay Paladin, and he's a Navajo Indian living on a reservation in Arizona. And David would laughingly say his mom was a nun and his father was a priest. And it turns out that his mom was impregnated by a visiting missionary priest. Mom later, when I think David is around 2, decides to become a nursing nun and leaves her son in the care of her extended family of the tribe, right? And now David's very close to his cousin, and they think that the white man's world is far better than their life on the reservation. And so the boys are always leaving the reservation and going into town where they proceed to drink a lot. And the local constabulary are always picking them up and bringing them back to the reservation. And it is figured that by the time David's about 13 that he's a full-blown alcoholic. Mm-hmm. Now David and his cousin decide that they are leaving the reservation for good and they want to go. And so they hitchhike their way to California. They lie about their ages, and they sign up with the Merchant Marine. And on the boat they get on, there is another young man from Germany. Now, David, it turns out, has a propensity for drawing, and he begins doing some sketches of what would eventually become the bunkers that the Japanese were building on the atolls in the Pacific Ocean. World War II is declared. And the U.S. Army realizes that David has lied about his age, and they say to him, David, you have two choices. You can go to jail for a year, or you can enlist in the Army. David says, I'll take the Army. Thank you very much. They say, great. Because you're a Navajo, and think of the movies that have been out about this. We all know this is true. Because you're a Navajo and you speak that language, we want to drop you behind enemy lines so you can communicate with someone else who speaks Navajo, because clearly it is not a code that can be cracked by the Germans. Mm-hmm. David says, okay. Now, he's young, he's a kid. He's dropped behind enemy lines, and he sees things and does things that he never thought he would do. He is eventually captured, and they try to get information from him, and there is nothing that he is giving up. So they say to him, fine, and they direct him to be sent to a death camp. Now, we've all seen those movie scenes where the German soldiers with their guns are saying, schnell, schnell, hurry, hurry. Mm-hmm. So imagine David, right, and the gun butt, and he turns around to look at the German soldier, and who is it but his friend from the Merchant Marines?
Isn't that something?
Yeah. He takes one look at David and puts David on a different boxcar. David ends up at Dachau. And while he is in the barracks there, there is an older gentleman who drops something. David goes to pick it up. The guard witnesses this and says to David, who do you think you are, the Christ? And the guard then orders for a hammer and nails and proceeds to hammer David's feet to the floor and insists that he stand that way with his arms extended, as in a Christ position,
oh my gosh,
for 3 days. And every time David would... It is. Every time David would crumple to the floor, they'd lift him up. And he'd crumple, and they'd lift him up. In the middle of the night, some guy came in and put maggot-covered raw chicken innards in his mouth, and David thought he would just spew. It was just so gross. By the time the Allies come, David is, I don't know, 75, 80 pounds, and he is speaking Russian, so they give him to the Russians. Then he's speaking English, and he explains who he is and the serial number and what have you. They give him back to the Americans. The Americans send him to a VA hospital in Battle Creek, Michigan. He is there for approximately 2 years, and most of that time, to my understanding, he's in a coma. Now he's not even 21, I think, and they say, okay, David, it is, you're going to go to the, VA home. That's where he's going to go for the rest of his life. And, oh, by the way, he's got like, remember the pictures we saw of people with polio with those metal kind of casings on their legs? They have something on his legs because his legs are shot. And so he is... clearly disabled. That's why he's going into the home. He is disabled. So David says, well, can I go back to the reservation and see my family first? And they're like, of course you can. So he literally drags himself onto the reservation. And the elders gather, and they say, Chetlehe, using his Native American name, mm-hmm. tell us your story. So David tells them his story, and he is full of anger and venom and toxicity. He is angry. He is furious. And they say, fine, we're going to confer. And the elders confer, and they come back to David, and they say, we want you to meet us tomorrow at the Little Colorado River at 3 p.m. Will you do that? And he said, yes. So David goes at 3 o'clock. And he's there, and one of the elders takes the prostheses off of his legs, and another tethers a rope around his waist, and they lift him up. He's like, what are you doing? And the Little Colorado River is a very active river. It is not like a still lake at all. Mm-hmm. And active current, active stream, and they say to him, as they lift him up, and they are in the water with him, and they say to him, Chetlehe, call back your spirit or die. And they toss him into the raging currents of the river. David later says that those moments were the most dangerous in his life of anything that he had been through. And he had to make use of his legs to stay afloat. And in those moments, he saw so clearly why everything happened you know, the soul contract, if you will. He understood that that person he hated, who was putting the raw chicken stuff in his mouth, was doing it to keep him alive, give him some kind of protein, because he was just a kid, to keep him alive, right?
Right.
So
amazing.
See, the call back your spirit or die. Yeah, this is what I think we're all trying to do. We all want to stay alive, and we want to be, we say we want to be, but sometimes life does life, we want to be our best selves, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to do that. Now, I'm just going to give you a P.S. to David before I go on. David, it turned out that drawing that he was doing, he was channeling the Russian artist Kandinsky. And Kandinsky's best friend from Russia came to the States, it was covered by the press, and spent some time with David. And they're all like, really, is that Kandinsky? Is that Kandinsky? And he said, I have spent the day with my best friend. And that was the end of the interview. And he did a lot of art. And David went on from that moment, the way I understand it, he didn't wear the prostheses again. He did a lot of shamanic stuff. And he went on to become a teacher. And he worked with a lot of alcoholics, and especially alcoholic priests.
is incredible. What an amazing story. And what I love about it, it's true. At, you know, one time or another, it's like we all need to be thrown in the river, so to speak, to, you know, resolve the past even, and our judgments about it, and learn to become present in our lives even. You know, last night I was actually speaking with Dr. Pat of the Dr. Pat Show, and we were discussing very much the same kind of thing. And looking back on your life and seeing the traumas and the challenges, but looking to see how you benefited from them as well. But what an inspiration he really was. And thank you for sharing that. We are actually going to move to another break right now. We're having a great conversation today with Adele Ryan McDowell. And when we come back, Adele's going to talk more about creating balance in our lives. She's going to talk about our spiritual path and how balance plays a part. Also coming up, we have a great giveaway today from Adele. More about that when we return.
WBLQ Stereo 1230, and we're going to send it back out to Valenti Subaru and Toyota, Dunn's Corners, Westerly, from the Valenti family of dealerships with Nikki C. How you doing, Nikki?
I'm doing good, Chris. How you doing out there?
Oh, I'm awesome.
That's good, and we are here in beautiful Westerly, Rhode Island, and here is Brian to tell you all about the deal.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing great.
Guess what?
What?
Where are we, Chris?
You're in Dunn's Corners.
That's right, Dunn's Corners,
Western
Rhode Island, at the beautiful Valenti family of dealerships at Bob Valenti Toyota and Bob Valenti Subaru. And guess what, Chris?
What?
Reason why we sell so many Subarus, we sell so many Toyotas, we are your largest stock in Subaru and Toyota dealer out there, probably in a 45-mile radius.
Woohoo!
Because you know why? We sell the most, so we get the most. So just like this, Subaru Impreza's for only $199 a month. You can't find them anywheres for that. We only have one 2010 Forester left. Saved $2,600, only $21,638. You know something, Chris?
What?
Know what everybody's doing too right now?
What are they doing?
Everybody's trading their Nissans in, their Hondas in, their Volvos in, their Kias in. Everybody's trading every make and model. Everybody's coming from Connecticut, Mass, and Rhode Island. And guess what?
What?
Now a Bob Valenti Toyota, Corolla's a 149 and Camry's a 159. These are new cars, Chris.
Wow.
Yes. 1 hour delivery of 1,000 cars ready to go, Chris. Oil changes for life. As long as you own your vehicle, we change your oil for you at no charge. The biggest factor of Valenti family dealerships is the value, the trust, and integrity. We have the best pricing because we have the guarantee. If we can't beat the competitor's price, Chris, by $500, we get back $1,000.
Has that ever happened, Brian?
It hasn't happened. 250 cars later. That we just started this 3 weeks ago. That we haven't given $1,000 back yet. So give us a call, 401-322-7200 to save thousands, or visit us at BobValenti.com. Remember, if we can't beat the competitor's price by $5, we give you back $1,000. And here's back to Nikki. who's a lot better than you, Chris. Sorry.
I know she is.
Go get your quotes, folks, and back to you, Chris.
All right. Thank you very much, Nikki. This is Stereo 1230 WBLQ. After these messages, more of the Candace McClain Show.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Candace McClain, and I have the very talented Adele Ryan McDowell with me here today. She is a psychotherapist, a meditation teacher, energy healer, and she's the author of the book we're discussing today called Balancing Act, Reflections, Meditations, and Coping Strategies for Today's Fast-Paced World. Now, earlier in the show there, I posed the question, is balance attainable? But maybe before we even address that, Adele, how is it that you define balance? I mean, what are the ingredients that make for a balanced life? And are they the same for everybody?
I think the essential ingredients are the same for everybody, and that's physical balance, and that doesn't necessarily mean peak health. Emotional balance, mental balance, and spiritual balance. Now we could add, you know, is there financial balance? But all of this has to, the balance has to do with how we perceive our reality, right? Because if, I think of one gentleman who said to me, oh, Adele, I can't retire. $3 million isn't enough money. Now, for my world, $3 million would be way more than enough money.
Sounds good to me, yeah.
Right? But in his world, that wasn't, right? I think what we mean, what I mean by balance, and I say balance, finding balance has always been my holy grail. You know, you teach what you need to learn, and this is something that I've needed to learn. Because like a car with a flat tire, you know, when you're out of balance, you go lub-dub, lub-dub, lub-dub down the road. It's not so helpful, and then our responses to things are skewed. You often think of a mobile over a baby's bed, right? So, and if you pull off little Lammy, the whole thing goes crazy, right? So what we want is everything to be kind of hanging freely and easily. There are going to be blips because life does life, and we're living today when everything is faster and crazier. More demands than ever, people working 24/7, technology is great, but people never quite close the door to the office. There's a lot of stuff going on. So balance is, do you have enough time, like you just took vacation, good for you. That's how I came upon the book, as a matter of fact. I was offered to go to England, which I consider my spiritual home, and to be in a tiny town there called Glastonbury, and to take care of a friend's little cottage and her two cats and her container garden while she went to Australia. Was I interested? Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Sign me up. I want a friend like that.
Yeah, and it was great because I got quiet. I didn't have to do anything. I had never taken that much time off from work ever. And in that, after you kind of get, you know, you sleep and you sleep and you sleep, and after you get beyond that and you start thinking, wow, and that's actually where the book came. I started writing every afternoon for a couple of hours. And I will tell you, the book's gone through four iterations because
Initially, I had that Sister Mary Adele finger-pointing voice. I had to get rid of that. But just knowing what we all go through, because we're all here. We're all, you know, as Teilhard de Chardin, the Jesuit scientist and cosmologist would say, you know, we are not, we're not human beings having a spiritual experience. We're spiritual beings having a human experience. And so we all go through this. We all get stressed out. We all have times when, you know, it's the crunch, whether it's a work crunch or something going on with the family or somebody's in the hospital, whatever it might be. We all have these crunch times, and then we go, how do I get back to balance? Because what happens, life is so fast right now, we all just seem to jump from one crunch time to another.
And I can't, you know, I mean, there are times when I achieve some sense of balance, but it's short-lived. So now I've just come to the conclusion that, okay, you know, there's certain times when things are going on with my kids, and that needs my focus and attention more than anything else. So I'm giving, you know, 80% of my energies there, let's say. And then, you know, sometime later, there's a whole bunch of things going on with my career. So all of a sudden, that's taking my time and energy and focus. And so I guess I have to look at it that in the end, maybe they will all weigh even, but they just don't seem to all at the same time. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, and I would add to this, one of the things I talk about in the book, and the book has got a lot of short essays, it's got some New Yorker cartoons in it, some quotes from great people. It's just, it's meant to be a comfort, it's meant to be a resource, it's just meant to be there to help you, right? You know, in those moments when you might need a little encouragement, you might need to be reminded, it's okay, take a breath. Because we all know a lot of this, we just have to be reminded, right? We have to remember. One woman told me in reading the book that she said, Adele, did you intend for this book to be like an oracle? I said, no. And she said, well, now I open the book and whatever page opens up and it seems just the message I need to hear. I said, well, who knew? That's great.
That's great. And so I guess in part this is about figuring out what balance would look like in your life. And I guess from there working out how to in fact maintain it. Do you find that people have to maybe redefine what balance looks like for them?
I think people, first we have to stop and slow down, right? And we need to strategize a bit. And I talk about in the book something I called anchor points. And the idea of anchor points is that you have a couple of things that you do pretty much without fail. I mean, yes, life is going to do life, and you're traveling or somebody's in the hospital or whatever, but these are regular routines that you incorporate in your life. For some people, it's the weekly phone call that goes on for hours with their best friend. Some people, it's running in the morning. Some people, it's journaling and meditating. Some people, it's reading before bed or any combination thereof. And there are a lot of other things, obviously, going to the gym, you know. Having some of these things, and we all need a physical component. That's clearly is my biggest challenge is, you know, I can stay in my head a lot. Oh, yes, I need to do something for my body. You know, and whether it's the salt bath or, you know, with the nice weather, you know, taking walks or just remembering, because otherwise the energy gets stuck in our bodies, right? It's slowing down enough. Also, remembering to laugh. The more we can laugh, the better it is. I know that you had said earlier we might talk about, you know, what are some of the top ways, right, in terms of balance. And I would, you know, get quiet. Harvard University has done a study on getting quiet, and they've done a lot of studies on meditation as well. And, you know, not only does it help relieve stress, it increases your happiness factor. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
So if we spend, in my book I have a little thing about quiet time, right? And who knew? I didn't know about this study. And I love when it all overlaps. And I go, yes, that's great. But see,
the getting quiet, allowing ourselves, I often recommend to people, now anybody who knows me knows that I'm a nut for candles. I love candles, and in fact, I have a candle burning right now, right? And so I'll often tell people, all right, at night, can you light a candle and just for 10 or 15 minutes, just sit in the candlelight. There's no assignment. You don't have to think about anything in particular. You don't. If you want to listen to music, that's great. And I'm not talking heavy rock here, but something that would be...
That's right.
Yeah, soothing and uplifting. Nothing that would be jangly. And if you want to do that, and just sit in the quiet, that is a wonderful thing to do. Being in nature, I know when I get really wigged out, I need to go take a walk, and because it helps me discharge a lot of extra energy. But then I'm a nut for trees. It must be my Irish background or my other lifetimes in Ireland, because I'm a nut for trees. And there's something about trees, the groundedness, the rootedness, whatever. And there are times when I walk, and because I live in Connecticut, I see trees. I grew up in Texas, not so many. That in seeing these trees, you go, okay, all right, I'm part of something as a whole. You know, when we're out of balance, our vision becomes very short-sighted, right?
Yes,
we forget to see the big picture. Everything is an emergency, and we move out of the here and now. We're already thinking about, well, this could happen and that could happen. Wait a minute, though. That hasn't happened. You know, it hasn't happened. Can we stay in the moment? Can we get quiet? Now, there's nothing wrong with thinking. A lot of people, for surviving stress, you know, think of the worst-case scenario. So they're like a Boy Scout, and they're going to feel prepared. I tell people these days there are two questions that they need to be able to answer.
And Adele, I'm going to let you give us those questions after the break, okay? But I love what you're saying. I love about being quiet, taking that time. It doesn't have to be a formal meditation. It could just be a walk out in nature or just lighting some candles. So we're going to go to break right now. And when we come back, Adele has a free gift for everyone who's listening to the show today. She's going to fill us in with all the details after the break. We'll be right back.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Let's be honest. Weight loss boils down to choices. The Take Shape for Life program features clinically tested products from Medifast that have been recommended by over 20,000 doctors in the last 30 years. There's free support from certified health coaches who've experienced personal success with the Take Shape for Life program. Talk to a health coach. Listen to the passion in their voice and their story that started with a choice. Call 1-877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
If you're just tuning in, this is Everyday Miracles. I'm Candace McLean, and I'm speaking with a special lady who is a very gifted healer and writer. Adele Ryan McDowell is with us today, sharing her strategies for living a balanced life, as she's written in her latest book entitled Balancing Act. And right before the break there, Adele, I cut you off. You were going to talk about the two very important questions we need to ask ourselves, and I'd love to know what those are.
Okay, great. What makes you safe and what makes you sane? And the answers are unique to each individual. And when we think about what makes us safe, remember I'm a psychologist, and what I know from psychology is that we all do what makes us emotionally safe. This is why we all have different coping responses, different styles of behavior, because we're driven by what makes us safe. Makes sense, right?
It does.
It's probably encoded in our DNA in some way, survival of the fittest, right? So what makes us safe? You know, now for some of us, I'll use myself as an example. I need a lot of alone time. You know, that makes me safe. You know, some people need to be around a lot of other people.
Right.
You know, and you think about what it is. Do you need, and some people will say, I need to know, I don't know, that I've got food in the house. Some people get concerned about that. But you think about what makes you safe, what makes you emotionally safe. The world around us is going fast, fast, fast. What makes you emotionally safe so that you feel okay? For some people, it's having a list of good friends to talk to on the phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you think,
yeah,
what makes you sane, right? Now, in being sane, you know, for me, sanity would always include some good novels to read. You know, that is something that is medicine for me. I need something like that. But what makes you sane? We're all so different in how we look at this. And so I'm just thinking of some other, you know, the sanity has to do with some of the grounding elements, right? Because we don't want to feel so scattered. We don't want to feel so out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us need to create order. We know that when I'm in a crazy place, I will start rearranging things, right?
yeah, I'm the same way.
You know, and I also need beauty. I'm a nut. I have to have flowers around me. Now, it can be just one flower. I'm not talking about a whole garden, but I need flowers, you know. For being sane, we might want to be understood or know that we have choices or that we have freedom of some time or some conversation. And if we go back to feeling safe, you know, it could be also room to breathe, where you don't feel like you're closed in. It can be time to be. It can be togetherness with others. These two questions, to me, if you can answer them for yourself, it's like being a Boy Scout. You're prepared. So mm-hmm. if something comes up in your life that's a hiccup, you can look at that and say, okay, I know the answers to these. Now, and we talked about in the earlier segment about anchor points. You can figure out what anchors you into your life, some daily and or weekly activities or rituals that keep you grounded, that keep you real, that are important to you. So if you've got some anchor points and you know what makes you safe and you know what makes you sane and you've got your sense of humor polished to a very bright shine, you know, And you're willing to look at with a long, you know, view, longer perspective, right? Then you can say,
right,
okay, all right. And I think also the thing that helps with balance is just to remember that we're all the same. We're all just trying to do the very best we can.
You know, we all want to do well. We all want people to like us. We all want all of the, you know, and we all want to feel safe. We all want to feel safe. We all want to feel like we're very
absolutely.
Open. Yeah.
So, I mean, if when you look at the world today and everything that's going on, and as busy as we are as a society, you know, it is sort of a chaotic kind of existence. Now, if we don't change, what do you think we risk from all levels? I mean, on an individual level, on a world community level, even on a universal level.
Let me see if I understand the question. If we don't change, what will happen? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, if we don't attain that balance and we keep, you know, going the way we are, so busy and adding more and more and more, how do you see that affecting our lives and affecting our world and affecting us spiritually even?
Well, I think it's a terrible thing because, first of all, we'll have increased unhappiness. We will have more disease because being stressed and out of balance can do a number on your body. And not saying that every stressful thought causes disease, but you put yourself out of balance enough, you can make yourself open to something that you know, cells going the wrong way. You have more disease. You have more unhappiness and strife. You know, as above, so below. The microcosm reflects the macrocosm and vice versa, so that everything is worse. Instead of all of us taking a deep breath, thanking Mother Earth for the beauty that she provides us and being willing to, as I say these days, you know, make like a surfer, bend those knees, be flexible, and just ride what comes. But the balance requires us on the inside. You know, there are three bywords for today, balance and love, right? And the balance we understand is just working. We have to be mindful. We have to be conscious. We have to take a breath. We have to treat ourselves well. Oh, my God, treat myself well. That's what you want me to do? Oh, hell. Right? But, you know, that's part of it. And then the love part is having the compassion for ourselves and the compassion for others, right? And just saying, okay, we're all in this big soup together. We're trying our best. And remembering, you know, as the Hawaiians say, aloha, and aloha, to my understanding, and namaste, all have to do with recognizing the divinity within you and remembering that everybody here is, you know, a bright spirit who's called in wardrobe, costume, and we zipped up in a certain body and a certain personality and came into this lifetime to all help. We all raised our hands to be here now to help with all the changes that are coming. And balance is important to get there.
It is. Thank you for that. And I've been alluding to a giveaway that you have for all of our listeners today. Now, this is a free PDF document that Adele will send you. It is called Thinking Outside the Box. Adele, what can you tell us about it?
Okay, this is 9 essays from columns I have written over the years and a blog, and it talks about invisible allies, the spiritual path, past lives. I've got a past life exercise in there, messages from the other side, dealing with uncertainty. And I included there a most recent thing. It's a blessing for times of chaos and crisis, which was inspired after everything that happened in Japan. And so it's about, I don't know, 20-some-odd pages with illustrations. So all you need to do is send an email to adeleandthepenguin@gmail.com, adeleandthepenguin@gmail.com, and just put in the subject line, outside the box, and we'll happily send it to you.
Perfect. Well, Adele, it's been such a pleasure to get to know you today and to have you share your work with us and this beautiful book. What message, very briefly, would you like to leave our listeners with today?
That you're worth the balance. Take the time. Allow yourself to course correct. You know exactly what you need. When you get quiet, you'll know. Put away the whips and chains. Just be very gentle. And just remember to laugh. To laugh as you go through it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for that. And thank you for being on the show.
Now, for the listeners, if you're looking for ways to create more balance in your life, start with Adele's new book. It is called Balancing Act, Reflections, Meditations, and Coping Strategies for Today's Fast-Paced World. And if you've been inspired to make changes today, I would love to hear from you. You can connect with me via Facebook or my website. Just go to www.everydaymiraclesshow.com and contact me direct or click the Facebook link and leave me a message. Let's all inspire each other to create balance and harmony in our lives. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you, Adele. I loved having you on the show. I want us to connect again. So much thanks to our special guest, Adele Ryan McDowell, today. And you can join me again next Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific time for another Everyday Miracles. We'll see you next week. Take care.
You've been listening to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered.